Power Play. Here's your host, C. Williams.
Let's get it cracking. 3 o'clock standing tall, feeling good here on President's Day. How are you? Seat Williams. Ari, he's got the dishes, the ones and twos. Mike Hughes taking a day off, his mom's birthday. Happy birthday out there, Adrian. How are you, girl? Plenty to get to today, folk. We're loaded on President's Day. We'll start you off with the hit list coming up shortly. Also, Up in Your Face. We're going to talk a little bit about the American Alliance Football League. What are your thoughts, huh? Been watching it, been betting it, so I kind of have a feel for it. And then we'll put a little dope up. Yeah, lighters up. That'll be in the second half of the show. Good to be back on. Boy, it's difficult being on once a week right now. And then again, no camera today. Damn it. You didn't even comb your hair.
I'm loving this. I didn't even know when I came to work today.
You don't even have your hair combed.
Damn right.
You brush your teeth, damn it.
I did. I took a shower. I did all the good stuff, but definitely that's it.
Well, happy President's Day. I love it. Don't you love it when you come in the building and nobody's here?
Absolutely.
It's like you got your peace, man. You can hear the crickets. You can feed them, pet them.
Beautiful, yeah. It's awesome. And all the real ones are here, like the real people that really put in the work, like you and I.
Nice. Okay.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I did. Hey, I'm complimenting the people that are here working hard right now on a day that, you know, some others are more fortunate to have off.
Well, so I'll be honest.
We love
though.
It. We're here. I'm having fun.
Back in the day when I was part of Lotus as far as an employee, and I was salary, so you know, I cherish these extra days off, man. I took them because I had them. Mm-hmm. But you know, now it's like today it was like first check. You doing your show Monday? Absolutely. If I miss it, I'm out 2 weeks.
Right. Okay.
So happy President's Day, and also happy Black History Month. We'll get back into that also too in the show. But I guess right now we could drop it. Let's get busy with that hit list. All right, let's get you started. A little off-season drama, off-season meltdown. Antonio Brown, wide receiver of the Steelers, man. Trade me. My quarterback, Big Ben, he can say whatever he wants. Nothing happens to him. My quarterback, Big Ben's a rapist. Look, I don't want to be here anymore. Get me out of here. I can miss 2 days on Friday and Saturday. And I know it's a playoff playing game against the Bengals, and then walk in and you're going to play me.
No, you're not. You get your stuff and go home.
I'm AB. I'm the man. Hashtag.
You got nothing.
I'm trying to find something decent for
there is nothing. That's
no, drama
point.
Queen is
there
what he is.
There you go.
Anyway, the NFL scouting combine is next week. So Brown, he meets with the owners. I have no idea how long he can last. If I'm on that team, if I'm in that locker room, you had Le'Veon Bell, who in a different way was moving his career on. And I had no problem with what Le'Veon did. I did have a problem with some of his former teammates and how they handled it by coming out. Look, there's a dysfunctional, bad place to be in right now, and that is the Steelers locker room. I hate to say it, Mike Tomlin, I'm not going to say he's lost his team, but he's certainly lost that locker room. Antonio Brown, a couple of years ago after a victory, he's going up on Facebook or social media somewhere, posting stuff in the locker room, which there's a code. You don't do that, okay? That was 2 years ago. Then this year with the drama, wide receivers always think they're better than everyone else, and they think they have this lifeline that's going to last them, what, a decade, maybe 15 years? No. Look what happened to T.O., Chaz Ocho-Cinco. These guys were divas. Look how their careers ended. Dez Bryant didn't have a job last year. He can't still play? Divas and drama queens as wide receivers, they don't need you, okay? So there's no reason to keep you around if things aren't working out. Look, Ben Roethlisberger has an ego of his own. After he got married, he kind of settled down. Remember, he had two accusations of inappropriately taking advantage of a female. Basically, one woman said she was sexually assaulted. And then the other situation in Georgia, one was up in Tahoe during a charity golf tournament. The other was in a bathroom in someplace in Georgia. Separate years, separate girls. And he was acquitted on both charges, so to say. So he's not your saint. However, he's the quarterback. Okay, and that's the difference. The quarterback normally has the say in the end. Now, look, guys don't get along at jobs everywhere, including here and at radio stations. But you work together. We had the Gridlock show where we hated each other, but it was the best talk show I've ever been a part of or that I could ever remember hearing. Paulie, Mitch, and I, back on ESPN back in the day, we hated each other's guts, but we were the Shazam. We were all that.
Still got stories.
And when the mics popped open, man, public's still talking about all that stuff, the drunk show and everything else.
Yep.
But, you know, you have to be all in with the team, and these two dudes just, they can't find their way around each other. And I think if one guy's going to go, trade this dude, all right? I'm sorry. When you're in the NFL and you get to the point where you're on social media during the season, during the end of a game, and now during the offseason, you're still creating drama and having a meltdown here and there, I don't want you on my team. I don't want you in my locker room. We can replace you. I will say this. We saw what happened losing Le'Veon Bell. I believe it costed him a playoff berth. I do. You don't have the stats to prove it, but their running was down, things of that nature. Yeah. So Steelers ain't soon enough. He meets with the owner. Give him his walking papers. Give him his pinks. Come on. Snow, baby. Snow. Snow, baby. Snow up in Summerlin. Snowed all night, all through the evening, through the morning. You ever build a snowman?
Yeah, when I was a kid. I'm from the East Coast, so that wasn't such a big deal back then.
What city?
Then. Pennsylvania, Clarkstown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you from the hood?
Nah, not exactly.
Okay, all right.
You know, in the range of it, close enough.
East.
It's Philly? Northeast, about an hour.
Northeast
hour
Philly?
Out of Philly.
Straight
no.
Out. Oh, okay.
I don't know if I'd make it out of here.
I don't think I can make it out of there.
It's crazy. I can barely make it 4 or 5 days when I visit.
But, man.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it snowed so bad here in Vegas. In case you're listening online at lvsportsnetwork.com, that they had to shut down I-15 from St. Rose Parkway all the way down the state line.
That's the whole thing,
morning.
Practically.
Yeah. Well, because there was sleek and black ice and fog. You ever been in the fog?
You know what? I will say, because I drove here last night for a show. I had to get here at 9 p.m. last night.
You right see the fog?
The fog was pretty. I'm used to driving and all this, and you probably are too, a little bit from
not the fog, buddy. No. I hate the fog.
Well, I was gonna say it got a little fishy there with the fog. It was a little tricky.
You're supposed to say it got a little foggy.
You're right. I messed that up. Yeah. But
you know, when it listen, I've never seen it before. I saw it on TV, but I've never experienced it here. But being from San Diego, I mean, the ocean's right there, Pacific.
Yeah.
You know, half the time it's gonna be overcast. You don't know if the sun's coming out certain days. The meteorologists there, they don't get it right most of the time because of what's coming off the ocean, what's coming from above, and that creates your fog. So the fog is, to me, the public enemy number one if you're driving, because you can't see. And the problem is you follow the person and the red lights in front of you, and if they're going off the road, you're going off the road, and before you know it, somebody's behind you. They stop, you hit your brakes, you get rear-ended, and before you know it, there's 7, 8 cars sitting on the shoulder, holding shoulders. So, God. Okay, so there it is. I mean, they shut down the 15 both ways. So, yeah, I don't know if it's still that way, but double check before you decide to go anywhere past St. Rose Parkway, because you ain't getting there, buddy. State line shut down because of the weather, the elements. The sleet, the black ice, the fog. The snow is still down on some places around the city, which is also, I think, pretty damn cool. Yep. Colin Kaepernick. Cappy and Ed Reed settled their collusion player lawsuit with the NFL, and that was recently. Now, you know, I saw the breaking news late last week when the NFL Network broke it. Okay, it came down, and I'm watching it as it came down. There were two analysts along with Teddy Bruschi, who, as you know, played and was a great player with the New England Patriots, got a couple of rings to show for it. Now, I'll say this, and I've done this before myself. Get all the facts before you make a statement on something, even if you're hating on somebody.
Especially if you're hating on somebody. Yeah.
Now, back on September 17, 2017, this was a quote from Brewski. He said, quote, "I hope he," referring to Colin Kaepernick, "I hope he gets a shot to play in the league again." Okay? That was September of 2017. He did a total 180 when that breaking news came down. He came out. Now, the other two analysts are kind of like sitting there listening to him, and he's going off on Kaepernick. I thought he was all in. He's supposed to be all in. If you're all in, you take it all the way to the end. There was nothing there to grievance anywhere. There was no collusion. Was there anything? I mean, I'm sitting there. Why? I'm like, you're a former player and this is where you're going. And you don't even have, you don't even know the balance of what was involved as far as what the apex is. So he's going on and on and on and on and on. Okay. And I'm like, wow. So moving forward, the following day, I'm listening to talk radio, driving around. Two different talk shows where the show hosts are doing the same thing that Teddy Bruschi did. They're tearing Kaepernick a new one. He wasn't all in the first place. Didn't think he was. Yeah, all this stuff, he's phony, he's this and that, he's nah. You know what? Yeah, if you're all in, you take it all the way to the end. Then one guy, actually, a radio talk show host, these are network guys, not local guys. Mm-hmm. He called him Kaepernicker. Thank God his parents raised him with some nice code words. I heard it.
I don't.
Called him Kaepernicker. He said, yeah, well, the Kaepernickers out there. I'm like, okay, homie.
Well, that's.
It's all good, you know? I smiled and chuckled when I saw it. And folk out there, it's Black History Month. Stay in your seats. Stay in your lane, black people. And then let's go to Jason Whitlock, who, this was on, Cofield did a really good job of exposing Jason Whitlock, who, whether you're down with him or not, he's a very prominent writer, journalist who used to be in Kansas City, and he was very good. But he always picks that different side, and he goes deep, and he seems to always be against his people. Okay, I don't think he's looked in the mirror lately, but he's still black.
Canceled.
Okay, dig this. He said, this was a couple of weeks ago, this was recently, Kaepernick isn't really all in. Then he went after his girlfriend. Then he went after questioning his heritage, okay? Criticized Kaepernick for being raised by an upper middle class white family. I heard the quote. I mean, I'm like, I'm listening to this dude. I'm like, are you serious? This was Jason Whitlock. So Cap has been getting torn apart. Okay, Cap's 31. So they win this grievance. And here's the deal about what everyone is saying regarding Kaepernick. For one, Ed Reed, he got the extension from the Carolina Panthers after coming in midway through last year. He's good enough. He's an all-pro or a pro bowler. Who knows? If he plays long enough, he may be a Hall of Famer. He's that good as a defensive back. But because he was the right hand next to Kaepernick in San Francisco that kneeled, he also was basically kept out with collusion by the owners. Now, here's the deal. Remember, Kaepernick was bought in by Pete Carroll up in Seattle. That was, or the talks. That was the only place where talks were. The Ravens got close, and then his girlfriend spit out some off-the-wall comments, and that was squashed. Okay, here's why I'm going to say I believe Kaepernick was all in. This is my opinion. And I'll say this also. If I were 25 years of age, was a very good NFL football player, and I was out there on the field, I would have been right next to him on a knee because I understand what the movement was about. I understand what the protest was about. It wasn't against the flag. It wasn't against the national anthem. It was against police brutality in the hood. Why are young blacks still being shot by cops continuously across the country? And he took, Kaepernick did, $1 million of his own money and donated, A. B. He took all of his jersey proceeds the year that happened, which he was number one in sales that year, donated all that, okay? To the point where the people that got with him in this movement, the NFL didn't have to do this, but they donated 86 to $89 million to the cause and scattered it across the country in different communities where the police and the inner city leaders and community leaders could get together and try to work this thing to make it better. Okay. So in the end, back to Teddy Bruschi, Jason Whitlock, the Kaepernicker guy that was the host on the air that referred to people that were on his side and behind him. The deal is this. That was the zenith. That was the top of the hill. That was it. That was the coin. That was the trophy. The trophy was the settlement. They're going to arrest Roger Goodell. They're going to arrest the owners. It was a collective bargaining agreement argument is what it was, that there was collusion against them. They couldn't get a job because the owners got together in their own private way and said, we're not going to give you a job because you're kneeling against the flag, which wasn't the case. So they did win in the end. They were all in. The only way it was going to end was whether they got a settlement or they didn't get a settlement. There was nobody to be arrested or buried or shot or finger pointed at. It was the players' union, Kaepernick and Ed Reed, against the NFL owners and Roger Goodell. And they settled. So they were all in, and in the end, they won. So for the people shouting out, basically haters that wanted to jump Cap because they wanted to jump Cap, suck it, all right? I mean, bottom line, they were wrong. They had it wrong. And I'm glad it's over, and I hope we could get back to business, but I'm glad he did it. Somebody stepped up on the biggest stage you have. There's no bigger stage in the NFL for us as far as fans. Okay? Concerts move around city to city. You may never see the artist, but we all see the NFL games. We all saw the kneeling. We all knew what it was about. You went one way or the other on it. Unfortunately, the country is divided by gender and by race and by religion. So we saw that in the way people felt about the protest and the movement. It's all good. It's all good. And congratulations to all you Kaepernickers, okay? As that radio host would refer to people. All right, let's move on. Gentlemen, start your engine!
That took the whole left rear quarter panel off Jimmy Johnson's car.
And these are cars that are slowing down, trying to get a pit road.
48 there at the bottom.
Yeah, here comes his car. Tyler Reddick gets turned sideways. His right rear quarter panel. Man, what an incredible shot seeing the debris.
Reddick's car 31. Came into Johnson's like a cheese grater and just took the hole. Look what's left.
There you go. Yeah, they're not going. I mean, this is big trouble because they're going to have a hard time putting fuel in it. They've got to make those repairs. That's pretty heavy damage. You know, Joey Logano. Now Kevin Harvick's going to go.
Keselowski.
But not Kevin. No.
Caution.
Five back to the next group. Caution.
You know, I'm in and out. I'm watching that. I'm watching a little football. I'm watching, you know, a little NBA action, some college basketball. So much going on.
No, no, not no, not the 9. No, no, not the 12 car.
Anyway, the NASCAR got underway. J.J. Watt was the gentleman start your engines guy.
Boy, just reminds me of the class.
And from that point, same type of they had at least five saw where these cars were crashes. One in the final 2 minutes of the race. Number 11, Mr. Hamlin, he ended up getting first place overall down the stretch. Okay. Kyle Busch, a teammate of his, was number 2. And that's the Joe Gibbs racing team. You remember Joe Gibbs used to be the head coach with the Redskins. Now, the Hamlin 11 car was dedicated to Joe Gibbs' son, J.D. Gibbs, who recently passed away at age 49. So you can't make this stuff up. This is part to a movie with the way this thing went down. I mean, he loses his son. He had been fighting some ailments for a while. And he passes away. So you come back, and now you have the first race of the year, the Daytona 500. And your team goes 1-2-3 to walk away with the coins. So to me, that was pretty dope. That was pretty dope. Yep. All right. Let's take you into the octagon. And this was pretty cool. Down in Arizona, Francis Ngannou against Cain Velasquez. Velasquez, by the way, had been out of the octagon for 953 days where he just didn't have his health. Okay, he's healthy. He's in there against this big black. Oh, the brother from another mother.
Big dude.
He put it on him.
Much has been made of Velasquez's injuries, but in terms of his body, he's never felt more confident in it.
Oh, he got hurt.
Velasquez is hurt.
That's it.
And
that's
Gunner
it.
Closes the show.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Has knocked out Cain Velasquez.
Wow. Hurt his knee. Busted his knee, guys. Blew his knee out. Oh, my goodness.
So Velasquez.
Oh, what a fight. 1-2 down the middle. Boom. And we see, watch Cain's knee. It just gives out. Ooh, right there. Just gave out. Just slipped, gave out, and then started eating some huge punches. I mean, that's all it takes. It was the first 1-2 that did the trick. And then the big heavy Ngannou right here lifting up. And then the weight, and you see it slide out, the knee pop, that's it.
Courtesy of their network there with the UFC, you know, or ESPN. Give credit to ESPN for putting on a mega fight like this, dude. I mean, you got Ngannou, Velasquez, the two heavyweights. Cain is probably considered top three or maybe number one all time as far as a heavyweight. He stays out for that long, comes back. Gets a guy, and that's Dana White doesn't mess around. That's the difference between fight promoters and UFC. The UFC makes you fight who they say you're going to fight. Okay, that's the thing about having everything in one group as a monopoly, as opposed to promoters, fighters here, fighters there, where sometimes you can't get it together. No, you put the best in there. And to, in case you haven't seen it, Velasquez, he basically, his knee, his left knee buckled. Francis really didn't get any real crisp punches to the chin. He hit it, but he's so big, he's pressing down on this dude with his knee spread. And he just, then he pummeled him while he was on the mat. Fortunately, the referee was there to separate him and ended it that way. All right, AP, college basketball, the Fave Five right now. Duke, impressive over the week. Jumped back into number one. It's been a while. The Zags at number two. Virginia and that defense, they play tonight. I believe it's Virginia Tech they take on. Boy, they got a low total on that game of 120. Virginia's number three. Kentucky at number four. And then Tennessee, who was number one for the last couple of weeks, they fall to number five. Reno, no, they're not Nevada. They're the boys up north. Although they're 24-1, one of two teams with only one loss. They are number six. They get San Diego State at 8 o'clock on CBS Sports. That'll be on Wednesday. The Rebels, by the way, good win for them as they won at San Jose State. The Rebs are now 14-11, 8-5, and they're fifth in the Mountain West. They play the Cowboys up in Laramie. That'll be Tuesday, and that's at 7 o'clock on CBS Sports. Cowboys, by the way, in 10th place. They're 2-10 in the conference, and that's coming up. The Rebels, they played them back on January the 5th and beat Wyoming here, 68-56. So we'll see if they can sweep them and stay in fifth place or even better in the conference. Then there was the NBA All-Star Weekend, and what a weekend it was. I have to admit, when they had it here back in, I think it was 07, the...
What a time.
It was a mess. But the Thursday, you freak, the Thursday at Mandalay Bay is where they had all the events for the families, for the parents and the kids, and some players came over. That was fun. I had a remote over there through the station back then, and that was as fun as anything else that happened when it was here. So that's the great part about it. You get the players together with the parents and the kids, and you have activities. And then you have the three-point contest, which was kind of a surprise. Steph Curry beat out by Joe Hicks of the Nets, and then the slam dunk competition. You know what? You got to go back. You got to go way back to Vince Carter.
I knew you were going to say that because nothing give me some touches on that.
Vince Carter. See, you got to see this dunk. Okay, you're doing the dunk. Yeah. See, too bad we don't have the
With the camera up, right?
Yeah. Well,
they know what we're talking about, though. His forearm in the net.
The elbow dunk.
Or, yeah. There
okay.
You go, the whole elbow.
Where Vince Carter did this assortment of dunks. He had four dunks He did one 360 the wrong way, right? He did a couple of more, but the one that blew me away was the elbow dunk, where he dunked and stuck his elbow. I think he came off a 360 doing that, or 180. And his right elbow is hanging. He's hanging off the rim. Well, the kid that won it, okay, for the Thunder, I'm going to just call him D. Hamdu. I probably have his name wrong, but pronouncing it wrong. Hamdu, okay, for the Thunder. He won this. I think he's only 21 years of age, a guard. And the dunk that really won it for him, he's looking for somebody. He's standing there. He's got composure. I'm like, this kid right here, he's got a little hair on his chest, huh, for a young punk, right? Because I don't know who he is. Everybody in the crowd's like, yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And so he says, I need the biggest guy in the building. So he says, is Shaq here? So Shaq is on set. So they bring Shaq off the set and put Shaq probably about 10 feet away from the basket. So 10 feet away is 5 feet in front of the free throw line, okay? And so I'm looking, I'm like, he ain't even going to try this. Shaq is 7 feet tall. You know, 7'2" and 350, maybe 450 now. You're not going to go over the diesel. So the crate gets the crowd into it. He shows all this composure. And Diallo, that's his name, Diallo. Then he basically starts, goes to Shaq, doesn't even get a lift off of his shoulder. He gets a touch on his back. He said later to know where he is, went over Shaq, dunked it, and did the elbow hang, and then opened his shirt up with his other hand and had Superman under it.
That's, yeah.
Because you know awesome. I'm super fly. I mean, I'm like, that was the coldest dunk I've seen since Vince Carter's elbow dunk. That was too dope.
I'll give you that.
And then, you know, you had the All-Star game after that. And down by 20-plus, LeBron's team against Giannis's team. And it was fun. There were dunks all over the place. I'm thinking Giannis is going to win this MVP thing because he's just running away with it. Layup, dunk, dunk, layup, layup, dunk, layup. Mm-hmm. Then the second half, Lillard gets going. You know, LeBron James, he basically, when he picked his team, he picked all free agents to be. So his running buddy, KD, Kevin Durant, ended up getting the MVP with 31 points, and he spoke afterwards. KD, who he just keeps picking up whatever it is, whether it's a trophy for this, MVP there, MVP here. He got it yesterday.
KD over here. Speedy from Complex. Where does winning this MVP rank amongst some of the other hardware that you've won in your career?
It's all sweet to me. I mean, it's hard to rank. You know, everything is special. But it's cool to be out there with some of the best players that ever played a game, and to win an MVP in front of my family and friends is pretty sweet. So I just try to keep racking them up, I guess.
Next question here in the center.
Kyrie Jones, Questy Sport. What do you think about the young up and coming talent in the NBA?
I think the NBA is in great hands. You know, so many young players who've, you know, made it to this point so early in their careers, and that's pretty rare. You know, you got Ben Simmons in his second year. You got, you know, guys like D'Angelo Russell and Karl Anthony Towns, the young players who are still early 20s, you know. So the league is in great hands. It's a joy to get to know these guys on another level and also play against them.
There you go. That's Kevin Durant right there. Let's see if we've got Diallo's dunk over Shaq. Maybe, maybe not. Let's try it. But I'm going to stay with you, Ari, just in case it doesn't play, because you're going through the box that's on the board. It's slow action, right?
I got the beach ball of death, as we call it. It's just spinning.
If it comes up, we'll play it.
Yeah, I have some clips
here. If we can't get that clip, don't worry about it. But that right there is, that was something to see. It really was. If you haven't seen it, you got to go online. And you got to check out Diablo's. This dude just—it was awesome.
I like Shaq's face too. If you saw it, he's
well,
like
he almost
kinda,
got kicked.
He kind of just looks. His head doesn't move, but just his eyeball kind of looks up.
Right.
Like, am I clear?
And then after that, the dude comes off the rim and almost kicks him in the head.
Ah.
So Shaq's running away. While you're working that, if it comes up, we'll let it play through. And the Vegas Golden Knights, they play tonight at Colorado against the Avalanche. Ended a three-game losing streak with a victory just recently, a couple of nights ago. And they also had a five-game home losing streak that they ended. Right now, they sit in third place in the Pacific Division behind Calgary and San Jose. They're 32-24-4 with 68 points, and they're going to make the playoffs. The question is, what type of seed are they going to get? Things of that nature. All right, we're going to step away. When we get back, we'll check out the time. It'll be up in your face next here on Power Play.
Symmetry Medical Spa wants you to laugh, love, and live again. How, you ask? Symmetry Medical Spa is offering FemTouch. FemTouch is a medical, non-invasive urinary incontinence procedure that will control bladder leakage and tighten the vaginal wall. It only takes 2 to 3 treatments and only 5 minutes of your time in our office. Symmetry Medical Spa always offers free consultations, and for a limited time, you can receive $1,000 off. Easy financing. Lands are available. Call now, 702-749-575, and ask about their free Botox special. Se habla español.
Monster Jam, where it's winner takes all. No guts, no glory. Witness the best of the best. See Gravedigger, Max D, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. This is Monster Jam. Presented by official partners America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses and BKT Tires. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Coming to Sam Boyd Stadium March 23rd. Lock in your seats today at UNLVtickets.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new online banner ads to you. They're bright, welcoming, and clickable, with a perfectly stacked headline that reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. You'll find yourself drinking in this banner ad for minutes on end and wondering about your own insurance choices.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Right now at Finley Volkswagen at the Valley Auto Mall, we're making room for our new Volkswagen models. That means when you purchase or lease any of our new remaining 2018 Volkswagens in stock, you'll receive complimentary registration up to $500 with absolutely no additional charge to you. Meet me at Finley Volkswagen at the Valley Auto Mall in Henderson or visit FinleyVW.com. Nevada's number one Volkswagen volume dealer. On approved credit on in-stock new Volkswagen models only up to $500. Prior deals excluded. See dealer for details. Must take delivery by end of business 2/28/19.
Finley Volkswagen.
Nevada welcomes around 56 million tourists a year. What does that mean to you? Tourism means more than you might think. Tourism means 459,000 Nevada jobs, roughly 27% of all employment in the state. Tourism means millions of dollars in lodging tax revenue going back to local communities, where it helps pay for schools, parks and recreation departments, police and fire departments, and economic development, as well as tourism promotion efforts. Tourism is a major contributor to Nevada's economy, representing almost 24% of the state's gross domestic product. Learn how tourism works for you at tourismmeansmore.com. That's tourismmeansmore.com. You can also connect with Nevada's tourism industry by following NV Tourism on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Tourism means more. This message sponsored by Travel Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new online banner ads to you. They're bright, welcoming, and clickable, with a perfectly stacked headline that reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. You'll find yourself drinking in this banner ad for minutes on end and wondering about your own insurance choices.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops in Henderson, Nevada.
Ho, ho, ho! Santa Claus is here!
Have you been a really good girl or boy this year? Hold on to your elf! It's the Ultra Mega El Grande Fluffy Holiday Sale at PC Laptops on the best desktop and laptop computers on the planet. This is it! We have the brand new PC Laptops S1 desktop computer with a lifetime parts and labor warranty from $799. You can also save up to 50% off our original prices on open box, scratch and dents, and demo models. That's right, up to 50% off. Plus, they all come with a lifetime service guarantee. Holy mackerel! To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12-month special financing on any PC Laptops desktop or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Call us at 1-877-596-7283 for details or check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com, where we love you!
Yeah. Back on the streets of Vegas, 3:35. Feeling good here on a Monday. Good President's Day out there. Who was your favorite president? Were you around for the Roosevelts, Eisenhower, LBJ, Kennedy? Can I keep it going from there? Let's see. Kennedy, Carter, Nixon, Reagan. Who am I missing? Obama.
Well, now you just skip past Bush and
Clinton. Bush and Bush.
Well, yeah, you're right. Actually, Bush.
Clinton.
I don't know.
Yeah, we go by numbers, right? 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45. Anyway, what time is it?
I don't know, Steve. What time is it?
Up in your face. Powered by Symmetry Medical Spa.
I'm going to make this pencil disappear. It's gone.
And now I'm gonna have to kill this fucking clown.
What's that noise?
Oops. I farted. I didn't think you would hear me.
Up in your face.
In your face.
In your face.
Alright, it is 3:37. Let's get up in your face. You know, I love Ellen. Ellen's show is awesome.
She is. She's good.
This is just me. I didn't too much care for her stand-up material. I just didn't like her as a stand-up. But her show is dynamite. She's getting paid. She's raking off the snaps. And she gets people on her show to talk where other people can't.
And her girl is fine, too. I'm just throw that in there.
You'd be checking out her girl, huh?
I had a little crush on her before I realized she was not into gentlemen.
You can
like
still
myself.
Have a crush on her.
Oh, I do. I'm just
listen,
saying.
You can have a crush
back.
On a dude if you
this
want.
This is before. Sure. But this is before before all that, before
okay,
she came
before
out.
Before that. Okay. I
want to throw that out there.
And anyway, to show you how she does it, Pink, right, was on her show. Now, Pink, of course, singer, she's badass. She actually came on the show. She's 39, and she revealed that she required stitches after injuring herself while taking a knife to her husband, Carrie Hart's tires. She shorted him out. She said it was Thanksgiving, quote, Pink told Ellen. The questions kept coming. The holidays are so stressful, she said. But she went on and just on and on. And I got clean through the first one. In other words, the first tire she went through. You ever poke somebody's tire out?
No, sir.
You ever have yours poked out?
No.
I have.
I mean, I've dealt with some crazies, but that's one thing I've avoided.
You haven't had a woman that, how about anything to your car? Any ex-formers?
No, not to
wannabes.
My car, really. Just me and my heart and my walls.
Your weak
my
heart.
My ex likes to throw stuff.
Oh, that's great.
No.
What, a frying pan, an iron?
Like, no, I mean a little less painful, like a remote control. Couple of things like that.
I'd hit you in the wrong
a
place.
Hanger.
It could hurt.
Oh,
a
yeah.
Hanger. That could put your eye out, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She ever hit you? Ever?
Oh, so we.
Where'd you get hit? Which one hurt the most?
Nothing crazy. I mean, honestly, I'm lucky because, to be honest, she was a lot crazier. So who knows what could happen
she
over the
badass,
years. That's
though,
why
dog.
She's the ex. But yeah, no crazy injuries. Just my ego, really. That's about it.
See, that's what you get for dating a sister.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be able to handle them.
Well, I'm not going to learn my lesson.
I ain't either. Okay. I want them to have a little edge to them, okay? Everything else about them is fine, baby. Anyway, to close the story out, so Pink goes on. She talks about how I got through the first tire, okay, with Carrie Harder, her hubby. And from there, she says she went around to those other tires, and they were very thick. And she couldn't get through them, so the knife backfired. It depends on the knife. If you're gonna use a knife, you gotta know how to stab with
that
it.
That makes sense. Yeah, if it's
most people or... try going like underneath. A knife is supposed to be held with your pinky being the closest to it, right? It's supposed to be held that way with your pinky, the little finger being closest to the knife.
Okay. Yeah. I see
yeah. Upside down.
Blade.
You're supposed to stick that way. Now, if you're in prison. You're gonna have to just shank somebody. I just want to get through this. You know, I'm picking my soap up and I'm leaving the shower and ain't nothing gonna happen. Anyway, so there you go. He got the tires, but the tires got her, and that's kind of like getting a backfire back up in your face.
Up in your face.
In your face.
In your face.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, which you deserve sometimes though. I want to know what the reasoning behind it was though.
Yeah. Well, she was mad.
She really loves him. Oh, she was mad it was Thanksgiving. No, I heard that part.
She wanted to stab something.
I'm like, I need a little more justification, but that's all right. On to my feel-good story here. This is the UK. All the good stories come from there. Three heroic school children. These kids are just 12, 13, and 14. They saved a man who they found basically had a rope around his neck, and he was trying to jump off a bridge. The man just had some issues. Had some issues with drugs and things like that. So eventually they were helped by Joanne Stammer. She's a 47-year-old woman. She's one of their teachers. Helped them out as well. And, good old computer.
Boy, your computer's jacked up.
You know it. I mean, that's the gist of it. People have problems. When you see that, you got to help them out. And I think that's pretty cool that kids just instinctively, I mean, they're old enough to know some things about life, but, you know, you also get scared sometimes. So it's good that they stepped up and went ahead and did what they had to do and got
up in your face.
In your face.
In your face.
All right, my computer's working a little quicker than yours is, so I may be able to give you this whole story. You heard about the dude. The dude that was up hiking up in Colorado, right? And Fort Collins, and a mountain lion attacked him, right?
I did not hear
and
about
so
this.
The mountain lion's on him. And he's like, right? He doesn't know what to do. The mountain lion's like looking. He says, the first thing it did, he put his hands in front of his face to protect his face. So the mountain lion knocked his hands away. So now he's got to try to fight for his life, right? He says, I stopped and I threw my hands up in the air and started shouting. Nobody came. So I just kept running and it lunged at me and it was going towards my face. So I threw my hands up to block my face. And at that point, it grabbed my hand and my wrist and started clawing me. So the dude fought back and with his bare hands, terminated the mountain lion.
Whoa.
He killed it. Okay. So, all right. The only bad thing about it is he's got a wifey. You want to be single when you're up in Fort Collins. You get all the skirt you want if you kill a mountain lion with your bare hands, damn it.
Oh, man. I don't know about
that.
Dude
kills the mountain lion. He's on everybody's show. He's getting flowers, cookies, kisses, panties worn, thrown at him, everything. All right. This dude right here is the man. He is king of the mountain. He destroyed a mountain lion that was about 5 feet long with his bare hands. Got scars on his face. He stitches 17 right here above his forehead, all this stuff. And this dude, his man, is like the coolest dude ever. I'm like, man, I wish that was me. I've always wanted to go to Alaska. I want to take a trip to Alaska and get chased by a bear. But I want to get away without getting hurt so yeah, I can tell the story.
Yeah.
But a mountain lion? Yeah, look, a bear might just quit. If it ain't a mother bear with cubs, it may just let you go. I don't want to eat that. It's dark meat. Let it go, right? However, a mountain lion ain't going to let you go. A mountain lion is going to try to put you away.
I've seen the videos with gazelles and things like that. I'm just speechless over here. That's why the whole time you're telling the story, I'm just like, I don't know what to say. And there's no context to how he did this, though.
Yeah, he did it with like his hands. He beat it. He hit it. Choked it out. He defended himself.
Yeah, he survived.
It.
Yeah.
He killed it.
Man, that's something.
I would have dragged it by his tail back to the house, man, and just posted it up.
I like lions. Single so dude here. A little bit sad for the lion, but I get it.
That's a cougar, man.
You got to survive, man. See, on to my feel-good stories. I always have to balance things out.
Wait. That was getting up in.
Oh, yeah.
In.
Up in your face. In your face.
It's really rough out there, so I'm trying to lighten it up a little here.
All right.
And this will do that. A Florida man thought he was being smart. He stole opioids from the medicine cabinet of a home where he was staying. However, Peter Hans Emery, put your name out there, 56 years old, should have known better, quickly learned he did not steal opioids at all. Instead, they were laxatives he took. that probably sent him running to the bathroom. That's how it reads. The smoking gun reported Emery was caught on video entering a victim's lockbox at a park home. I'm sorry, a Pinellas Park home, and pouring pills in his hand. The pills were labeled hydrocodone, acetaminophen, which is one of those. It's like one of the Vicodin or one of those. It can be highly addictive. However, the pills themselves were actually Equate gentle laxative. That's the store brand.
It's not good.
No, sir. Who keeps Who keeps laxatives in a painkiller container, though? You gotta be really paranoid. So the guy has a really long rap sheet to begin with, as you probably could have assumed. And he was arrested and booked on a felony charge and probation violation charges. And then I wanted to do something like when the ish hits the fan, some kind of corny cliche, right. But that's all I could come up with. So that, my friends, is...
Up in your face.
In your face.
In your face.
Aight, we're going to step away. We got a cool little put together here by Jared Justice celebrating Black History Month. And we'll be back. Lighters up. Dope is next.
Symmetry Medical Spa. They'll straighten you up from head to toe. Call them at 702-749-7575. That's Symmetry Medical Spa.
Symmetry Medical Spa wants you to have the big, luscious lips you have always dreamed about. In just 20 minutes, you can have the lips you always desired, and for a limited time, when you buy one filler, you get Botox for free. Yes, that's right. No gimmicks, no fine print. Buy one filler and get free Botox. Get the lips to match your beautiful body and watch the heads turn. Call now, 702-749-7575 to schedule your appointment or visit SymmetryMedicalSpa.com. Symmetry Medical Spa, 749-7575. Te habla español.
For the best southern fixin' and soul food in town, you gotta hit up TC's Rib Crib. 3655 South Durango, number 18. They have the best spare ribs in town. Fried chicken? Been there, done that. Check out their award-winning catfish, also the candied yams, their collard greens. Kids eat free on Monday. TC Rib Crib. Give them a call at 702-451-RIBS. 702-451-7427. TC Rib Crib, the best soul food in Vegas.
Go with Reliable, ReliableBanner.com.
It's a new year, and most businesses are looking to have a great 2019. Now is the perfect time to update your storefront, order new promotional items, and get started on that new ad campaign. Reliable Banner is your marketing partner when it comes to signs, custom banners, vehicle graphics, stickers, and offset printing. Reliable Banner will print it, stitch it, fly, and post it. And it's 100% reliable.
Go with Reliable, ReliableBanner.com.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops in Henderson, Nevada.
Ho, ho, ho! Santa Claus is here!
Have you been a really good girl or boy this year? Hold on to your elf! It's the Ultra Mega El Grande Fluffy Holiday Sale at PC Laptops on the best desktop and laptop computers on the planet. This is it! We have the brand new PC Laptops S1 desktop computer with a lifetime parts and labor warranty from $799. You can also save up to 50% off our original prices on open box, scratch and dents, and demo models. That's right, up to 50% off. Plus, they all come with a lifetime service guarantee. Holy mackerel! To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12-month special financing on any PC Laptops desktop or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Call us at 1-877-596-7283 for details, or check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com, where we love you!
The 9-time Pro Bowler was certainly among the first to make coaches and owners take notice of the value and ability of a black man to lead a football team as the quarterback. During this Black History Month, we look back and remember the story of the great Warren Moon. In 2006, Warren Moon became the first African-American quarterback to be enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Not bad for a guy who went undrafted out of college.
To fully appreciate who Warren Moon is, you gotta appreciate the journey.
I didn't give up. I was just looking for that place where I could go and play the position. I was just looking for the opportunity to play quarterback, and that opportunity came with the Canadian Football League and Hugh Campbell.
In 1983, Moon passed for more than 5,600 yards, shattering the CFL record. The following year, when Campbell was hired to coach the NFL's Houston Oilers, Moon followed and continued a career that would total a combined 70,000 plus yards and 435 touchdowns. He would make 9 trips to the Pro Bowl and eventually a trip to Canton, Ohio.
It just meant that all the hard work, all the years of training, all the obstacles that I had to overcome, all the doors that were shut in my face throughout the whole way, it made it all worth it. It validated my career.
Like Willie Thrower, the first black quarterback to play in an NFL game. Like Marlon Briscoe, who's here today, the first to start in an NFL game. Like James Harris, who is here today, the first to lead his team to the playoffs. And then on into my era, with Doug Williams, the first black quarterback to go to the Super Bowl and be most valuable player.
I had to recognize these guys because there were guys before me that kind of blazed the trail and gave me the opportunity and an inspiration to keep saying I could play the position. And so a little bit of that award, a little bit of that induction has to go with all the other guys before me.
After 17 seasons in the National Football League, Warren Moon was enshrined into the NFL Hall of Fame.
A lot has been said about me as being the first African-American quarterback into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's a subject that I'm very uncomfortable about sometimes, only because I've always wanted to be judged as just a quarterback.
Moon's place in Canton was not earned without overcoming many obstacles and stereotypes that faced black quarterbacks during his era. For a time, Moon was trapped on the sidelines, unable to play the game he loved unless he moved to wide receiver. Moon moved to Canada before he would be switched, but Warren always stayed true to his conviction of playing quarterback in the NFL.
Not only did I have to deal with the fact that people didn't think I was good enough to play the position physically, but I also had to deal with the racial aspect of it too. So I had the double whammy going against me when I came out of college.
I don't want you to think I can play this position. You guys are going to switch the brother to receiver.
One of the stereotypes against us is that we couldn't lead, that we couldn't think, that we couldn't, you know, read defenses and throw the ball from the pocket.
Back goes Warren, looking, looking, fires, caught, touchdown!
I think I've been able to overcome those barriers and do things beyond what anybody ever thought I was capable of doing. And I've been productive everywhere I've ever played the game, everywhere I've ever strapped up my helmet. My versatility has also shown that there's a place for that type of quarterback in this game.
Man, I've been saving for a special occasion.
Look like a quarter pounder, man. Led Zeppelin.
Be careful with that, man.
Is it heavy stuff, man? Will it blow me away?
It's time now for, man, that show is dope.
3:53 in the valley. Lighters up. Pass it. We just got one topic. You know what it is. The Empire is falling. Actor Jesse Smollett.
Jesse.
Is it, should I just call him? Hey, Jess.
You can call him whatever you want, sir.
I ain't calling him at all. Anyways, now this is fun. I hate to say it. It's fun. It's not cool, but it's fun because the story, we really don't know how it's going to end.
It's interesting.
Okay. But it's sad in a way because if you're part of the gay community, lesbian community, you're like, no, this can't be happening with a question mark, right? Mm. And to me, that's the key. The key is the question mark. So, as you know, not long ago, he claimed that he was snowing in Chicago. It's real cold. And he was in this. He went to a Starbucks, got some coffee, talking to his agent. And then before you knew it, he's on his way back to his place. And he got jumped in this hallway by two big guys that had ski masks on. He couldn't tell who they were, but they basically put a noose around his neck, caught him a bunch of gay names, racial slurs, and poured some what they later would say allegedly bleach on him. Okay, so they beat him down because he was gay, basically, which happens and it's probably happening many places in our country right now because, unfortunately, that's the target group right now. So the last thing you want to do if you're part of a group that's being targeted is cry wolf. Mm. So the story goes on. Then he goes on with Robin Roberts, does an interview. He's crying. And the guy punched me, and I punched him back. And then, of course, all this went down. I noticed there was a rope around my neck. I'm out and all this. So it's going down. I'm believing him big time. Well, the Chicago police and
they had these two dudes on camera that you know, and they eventually identified them guys supposedly as these two big black dudes, whether from, I guess they're affiliated somehow with Jussie. And his show, his character on his show, Empire, I guess was in jeopardy. Some people are saying that he uses this plot, that he staged this to try to keep his job. So, nevertheless, they pull these two guys in. I believe they're Jamaican, whatever. They're foreign dudes, brothers, big dudes that he has used. He's using them in their dance. He's using them somehow in his career, mm-hmm. right? He hires them and pays them. So now the question is, did he stage this whole thing where these two guys made it appear as though they beat him up and called him all these names, and then they're walking away. So they pull him in, the cops, and the cops are smart because they didn't tell Jussie that, you know, they had these guys or whatever, who these guys were. So Jussie, in his interview with Robin, says the guys that he saw, those were the guys. Well, those were the two guys that you know. So now all of a sudden, how are you going to get yourself off this wall? Okay? Mm. If this dude ends, if it ends up where he staged this, okay, he's done. Seriously. The dude can sing. He can blow. Good looking dude, right? Young. Very talented, can act. But if he staged this, the gay community, for one, I guarantee you there are dudes and groups that all of a sudden said, Ari, you know what?
Canceled.
No, let's go beat some ass.
Okay.
Okay. Well, this guy's want to fake it. Let's go beat some ass for real. Huh? That's how stupid dudes act.
True.
Me personally, I'll give my opinion in a moment. What are your thoughts about what's going on with this?
A lot. I mean, some of the stuff you said, too, I wasn't aware of fully. I think, first of all, that it's not a reach to think that this ever happens, as you alluded to earlier. Like, this kind of stuff does happen all the time. So that part of it, it's not that crazy. I question some of the details. The fact that I was listening to the interview and he said, of course I couldn't see. You know, I looked at these guys, but I could barely see them in their ski masks and stuff like that. If I saw you in a ski mask, I mean, depending on the circumstance.
But you can hear the voices, too.
That, too. Yeah, I think I could be like, I think that was C.
Is that C. Williams robbing a bank?
Yeah, I'm just saying. So that's interesting. I mean, I came in here kind of open to it, and I hope it's not true. I should say I hope that he's not lying. It's a terrible knock to the credibility. And then I've been saying this all along is when people, you know, when you voice. I was saying it with the president situation, when people go out of their way to say things and they're just not facts, then it makes you look stupid, and then mm-hmm. when you do try to really fight for something, nobody's gonna believe you. So I don't know what to believe. I mean, I want to say maybe I'm assuming that maybe some of the details, maybe he took a situation that was real but then tried to expand it into something and make something out of it. Like, maybe he just, you know, they called him a name and then walked off, but then...
But he knows the guys. Yeah, that's the problem. See, the problem is he knows these two people that they brought in. So
there's a lot of what
I'm going to give you my opinion on it. I hope I'm wrong, like you just said, but I think he staged it. I mean, look, if I'm wrong, good.
Sure, yeah.
Right?
I would rather be,
But at the same time, the pain that he has brought on not only the gay and lesbian community, but on himself and his family.
Yeah.
His sister's a very good actress, okay? She's awesome. She's been in several movies big time. So he's from a very talented family. You just guard permanently your name, period. Not only your career, but your name. Now they have to write him off of Empire if they find out he stays this crap.
Well, and another thing to add on real quick is that, unfortunately, He is in a great position to really make a positive impact and use his platform. He's well respected, and the character came out. I don't know if you watched Empire, but his character came out as gay. So like, mm-hmm. so that really, if it goes south, that's not only did you kill all credibility, but you also lost an opportunity basically to fight for your cause.
For example, Michael Sam, who had a chance to represent the NFL, instead of being cool, you know, seventh round selection, I got my boyfriend here. I'm throw my tongue down his throat. You know, I'm going to do all this stuff. I'm going to get a reality show when he was on Oprah. Yeah, I'm all that. No, you should have did something for the people that you represent, not for yourself, greedy bastard. That's why he failed. That'll wrap it up. Happy President's Day. Happy Black History Month. Seed Williams checking out for Ari. Yours truly. Remember, folk, Tins Tuck Low Guards Up High. We'll see you on the radio. More of the show Monday. Power up. Power out.